Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Let's turn to Washington, where House and Senate Homeland Security Committees held two hearings on law enforcement, counterterrorism, and lessons learned from the Boston bombings. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis testified before the Senate committee, where he talked about logistical and cultural barriers that inhibit information sharing between local and federal law enforcement officials. Here's what Davis said.
This is a problem that's not simply in federal agencies. This is endemic to policing. I've had units within my own department that wouldn't talk to each other.
Okay? Right.
So this is a constant cultural thing that my colleagues are working against in local police agencies. But we've made great progress on it. So if you train it up and supervise it, you can make a difference.
WBUR's Kurt Nikisch is in Washington. He attended both hearings today, and he joins us now. Hi there, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you, Kurt. So Ed Davis testified before the Senate. We'll talk more about that in a second. But let's go to the House side first. What happened there?
Yeah, well, this is the committee that opened a series of hearings trying to figure out what, you know, led up to the Boston Marathon bombings. Could they have been prevented? What lessons can be learned? And the chairman of this committee is a Texas Republican, Michael McCaul, and he began the hearing today by complaining that the FBI is not giving the committee information that the committee has requested, that the FBI is not coming to testify even in a closed session. Here's what he said this morning.
Unfortunately, the FBI has refused to appear and continues to refuse this committee's appropriate requests for information and documents crucial to our investigation into what happened in Boston.
And he went on to say that he hopes the FBI is not stonewalling.
So real focus there on the FBI's role in this investigation. But, Kurt, I understand that Massachusetts Congressman Bill Keating is a member of this committee. What did he have to say?
Well, he tried to be a little more diplomatic, saying that, you know, we shouldn't be pointing fingers. But he ended up criticizing the FBI just about as much and was pretty animated in saying that the FBI should have shared more information with Boston and Cambridge police and should be sharing information now with the committee.
This is interesting because we heard, from what I understand, echoes of this also on the Senate side. And as we mentioned earlier, Boston Police Commissioner Edward Davis was there, and so was Kurt Schwartz, the Massachusetts Undersecretary for Homeland Security. So what advice did they have for the committee?
Well, it was a lot more of a collegial hearing, I have to say. What they basically said is that they really appreciated all the money that Homeland Security offices and federal government offices have been sending them. And so they just said, we've gotten all sorts of training and it's worked really well. But they did end up, when pressed, complaining that they didn't get enough information from the FBI. Kurt Schwartz, that Massachusetts public safety official, he said that state troopers did not know about the investigation into Tamerlan Tsarnaev before the bombings. And Ed Davis reiterated that, too. Here's what he had to say.
If there is information that comes in about a terrorist threat to a particular city, the local officials should have that information. That there should be a mandate somewhere that the federal authorities have to share that with us so that we can properly defend our community.
Now, I have to say, Meghna, that the FBI, I just got off the phone with him a little bit ago, and separate from this issue with sharing information with local police, this issue about sharing information with the U.S. House, which is trying to figure out what happened and try to improve the process, they said that they don't want to comment because it's an ongoing investigation. We just heard about Jahar Tsarnaev being arraigned, and they said that, you know, there's a pending prosecution, and that's why they don't want to share information now with the U.S. House.
Oh, fascinating. So, Kurt, the congressmen and congresswomen met today in the House and the Senate under the rubric of lessons learned from the Boston bombings and preparing for and responding to the attack. So I wonder, we heard about information sharing between federal and local law enforcement there being one of the issues, but what else did they seem to think were key lessons they could take back to their own constituents across the country?
I have to say that everybody there is very worried because we've all heard about what a great job Boston did and what a great job emergency responders did, how lucky we were to have all these trauma centers in close proximity and all these assembled medical personnel at the marathon finish line. And it's dawning on these communities around the country that they don't have those and that they don't necessarily have the same sort of preparation and they may not have the same luck that Boston had, and they're worrying about such an incident where they are that could be a lot worse. Now, Arthur Kellerman spoke. He's a medical physician. He's an analyst at the RAND Corporation, and he said Boston Strong doesn't work for all cities. You can't make policy decisions based on how well Boston did. Here's what he had to say.
The number of trauma patients any one hospital got was very manageable. We cannot put 7 trauma centers in every American city. Massachusetts can barely afford it. Our nation can't afford it. We've got to raise our game in American hospitals.
And that goes for hospitals around Massachusetts and around New England. Just imagine if the same sort of thing had happened somewhere else.
Interesting. So maybe a more sobering lesson regarding Boston Strong. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch reporting to us from Washington today. Kurt, thank you so very much.
But of course.
Stay with us. Later this hour, we'll talk more about the case against Zhahar Tsarnaev. But coming up next, we dive into 2 summertime obsessions, the Red Sox and how to make a perfect burger. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.